The Inner Man of Spirit. When you close your eyes and silence the noises brought in by the five senses, you observe that you are a consciousness rather than a corporeality. Expansion takes place immediately. If you follow up this clue and reflect for a time on the inner wonders of being rather than on the outer attractions of the world, you reach the astonishing conclusion, maybe, that you are an out-and-out intelligence, traversing this earth in quest of improvement and achievement. Not a material mortal, certainly you are not. How have we ever descended into that gross concept of man? Why do we insist that we are mortals? A strange perversity, is it not? And so far as you and I know, an unaccountable one. And yet, day by day, we drop from our native level of spirituality to the unnatural level of materiality, even from manliness to unmanliness, now and then. We do it voluntarily, apparently, and by the simple yet devastating process of appraising ourselves as mortals, doomed to walk this troubled world for a period and soon to be arraigned before an unknown court for reward or punishment. When all the time we are immortals, with structures spiritual and enduring, inhabiting a realm where security and satisfaction are guaranteed. Now figure out the implications, and you will begin to get acquainted with yourself and find how wonderfully and fearfully you are made. This lowering of one's appraisal of man to the level of a mortal constitutes the traditional fall. It is the original sin, which is nothing more or less than a departure from reality, a deviation from truth, a renunciation of one's birthright. Of course, it bears consequences so long as indulged in, but the way back to a peaceful status is open. One can this moment orient himself, that is, he can change his mind and become sensible, insisting hour by hour that he is a man, and acting the part, which should not be difficult when he remembers that man, as already stated, is an intelligence, not a lump of clay. Maybe in letters to follow, I will set up a few signposts. You want to know how spiritual man looks? It is my guess that he looks easily 4 times better than the average man you and I see today. I suspect that a caterpillar sees this man of today about 4 times worse than you and I see him. It is all a question of vision, here as elsewhere. A dull vision sees a dauby man. A keen vision sees a man of splendor. Just how splendiferous spiritual man is, no one can say, for no one, so I fancy, has developed an eyesight that will take him in. But he is here. There is no other. We look right at him with eyes that blur his stateliness. If you get away from the obsession that there are two men, one spiritual, the other material, and drop those two words, material and spiritual, maybe you will arrive at something definite. I do not remember meeting you, but you must be a great girl to be able to get a laugh out of that savage rebuff you received over my telephone a month ago. By the way, believe it or not, the phone has interrupted this short epistle 2 or 3 times, which explains its brevity and disconnectedness.